Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service. We're joined right now by Steelers Super Bowl champion from CBS Sports, our good friend Bryant McFadden. Bryant, Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year. How's everyone doing?
We were just having a debate about our producer here, who's a bigger fella who's just dating now an absolute 10 out of 10 dime. And our take here is that funny guys pull hot chicks. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so. You got to have a personality, right? You got to have a personality that's forthcoming and that's likable. And sometimes personality oversees what you actually look like. And a lot of women gravitate to a really... you know, a real good personality.
B-Mac, let me tell you what this guy's all about. You know, I'm not trying to like butter you up here, but you were a professional athlete. You played in the NFL. Some people might get nervous if they were introduced to you because, oh my God, he's famous. He played for the Steelers. He won a Super Bowl. That guy stared down Peyton Manning, etc. If we told this guy, we call him Harry. His name is Nick, so it's kind of both. If we told him, hey, Harry, there's Bryant McFadden. He won a Super Bowl with the Steelers. He would walk right up to you and say, hey, I'm Nick. How are you? Not a second's thought. Not like, oh my God, that guy's famous. He would just strike up a conversation with you because that's how he's wired.
B-Mac, how did you meet your wife? What's the story there?
Well, my wife kind of tracked me down. You know what I mean?
Well, that's got to be, that's a flex.
Congratulations on all your success, B-Mac.
That's a good feeling. That's flexing.
She kind of tracked me down. Not saying I didn't notice her, but she really tried to make her move on me. And of course, man, I got a soft spot for a pretty face and a nice butt. So she got me.
What grade would Bryant McFadden give Mike Tomlin on the season right now?
I'll give him a B.
Okay.
I give him a B plus, and the reason why, not considering what we've been watching in the last few weeks, I got to go back to initial predictions for the Pittsburgh Steelers before the season started. And everyone said Pittsburgh would miss the playoffs. Everyone said Mike Tomlin would have his first losing season. And the last time I checked, neither has happened. They're in the playoffs. Once again, another successful winning season. So I give him a B-plus because he's exceeded the expectations.
Not your expectations, though. You still have this team going to and winning, or going to the Super Bowl and losing?
I had them going to New Orleans. I didn't give a prediction on winning, but I did say reaching the Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken. We can definitely pull that clip.
You're right.
From months ago.
You're right.
And I'm still alive, right?
Yes,
I'm still alive right now. Last time I checked.
I don't love what they're doing defensively for your prediction purposes. How has it, in your mind, gone so wrong for them these last three games? I know it's good opponents, but they've looked out of sorts on that side of the ball, man.
It's all about communication.
Yeah.
You know, the great Dick LeBeau, who coached me when I was there, he used to always tell us as players, especially in the secondary, I don't care if you guys are playing the wrong coverage from what I called on the sideline, but if everyone is on the same page, I can deal with that because I know there won't be any holes. it seems like with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm talking more so about secondary play, it seems like communication hasn't been there. And if you don't communicate, everyone will not be on the same page. And those holes, they're bigger when you're playing against high-level quarterbacks. Like, you might be able to get through playing against a DTR from Cleveland or, you know, other quarterbacks. But when you're playing against the Jalen Hurtses of the world, Lamar Jacksons, and the Pat Mahomes, they're going to overly emphasize your mishaps. And that's what we're seeing. Now, the one caveat to that, all you got to do is talk and you won't have those holes. So the issues that we have been complaining about as fans can easily be rectified if you just exercise transparency.
Interesting. Let me ask you this question, B-Mac. Do the Steelers need to win tomorrow night in order to win a playoff game? Meaning, do they need to play Houston in the first round, or do you think they could actually go to Baltimore and win?
Right now, I'll say give me Houston. Give me Houston because we haven't looked good. But guess what? The Houston Texans haven't looked good either.
Right.
And the issue for Houston that we can exploit is their offensive line has been atrocious. And that's why we're not seeing the C.J. Stroud we thought we would see. So in terms of just the matchup, yeah, give me Houston right now. But if you were to ask me this question a month ago, I probably would say the opposite. But I'm just talking about the here and now. Give me the Houston Texans. I can care less about traveling. Of course, you want a home playoff game, but give me going to Houston because they can't protect their quarterback, right? Their defense, they had some issues in the secondary. Now, they do a great job in putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. But you have to like our chances if we were to face off against the Houston Texans based on how bad they've been against opposing teams.
B-Mac, one of the things that we got into a very contentious bit about earlier in the show was just this idea where I said to Andrew, and he did not like this, I just feel like Lamar, now that he's played a very good game against the Steelers statistically, I would not want to see him in the playoffs. And Pony said, well, he's only played one good playoff game in his career. The rest have been kind of duds. Where do you come down on him specifically in the postseason as an opponent, Lamar Jackson?
Man, Lamar Jackson is really, really good.
Do you think this is the year the narrative changes in the playoffs for him? Like he's gonna have big games and they're going to be an extremely tough out if anyone beats him?
Yeah, I think so. Now, let's do this, though. Let's go back to a year ago, right? What we saw in the AFC Championship game, it wasn't solely a Lamar Jackson problem. It was more about the scheme, right? They did not rely on the running game. And it's something about Baltimore and some organizations. It seems like when they get into the more critical moments of the season, which is the postseason,
yep,
they detour away from what got them there.
I agree.
Remember, yes. So last year they rolled the running game all the way into the playoffs of having a top seed. And then in the playoffs you got away from the running game. That didn't make any sense. So that's not a Lamar Jackson problem. That's more about coaching. That's in my opinion. So now I think they've been – criticized so much, and also having a more of a recognizable name in the backfield and Derrick Henry, I think they've learned from their problems. And think about this, guys. Remember the first meeting against Pittsburgh, right? I know Derrick Henry fumbled the first offensive possessions, but remember he didn't have 20 carries, right? They kind of took the ball out of his game, out of his hands, which didn't make sense because it was a close game for four quarters. But what did he do the second meeting against Pittsburgh? They got Derrick Henry going. Right? And of course, we saw how that worked out. So to your question, I think this is that year where Lamar Jackson exercised the demons in the postseason because they will rely more so on the running game instead of making Lamar Jackson do something that hasn't been overly successful. But then I recant that statement because he's been great throwing the football from the pocket as well.
Somebody made a case, I think it was like Peter Schrager, that he had, if you go through all of his, I think he's thrown four picks this year, you can make a reasonable case that he should have zero or one at the most, which is wild.
Yes, three interceptions by Lamar Jackson actually touched the hands of wide receivers. Well, and so they basically were drop passes or tip passes.
Well, Peyton Wilson had the one where he just took it away from Justice Hill, which is an insane play.
Exactly. Now, outside of that, the one he threw with to Micah, where the wide receiver stopped, that was on Lamar. But every other interception, it should have been a catch. So he's been great from the pocket, but I think they're clicking at the right time. And if they just stay the course and just play their game, they should be fine because they have a superstar quarterback.
Who will be the Steelers player of the game on offense? Who will be the Steelers player of the game on defense tomorrow night, B-Mac?
Well, we're playing against Cincinnati.
Yes, we are.
This defense for Cincinnati, I know they've been applauded for being better, but I don't expect to see a lot from the defense. This got to be a two award game for a player offensively. Give me both backs. Give me Najee and give me Jalen. Those two guys got to ball out, because Najee had a really good game first meeting against Cincinnati. They're vulnerable in the running side of things, so they got to take off. You know, defensively, this got to be an Alex Highsmith type game. And the reason why I'm saying that is because our edge rushers have always had success against Cincinnati, even going back to my playing days. It's something about our edge rushers. When they see Cincinnati, they see sacks. And TJ, clearly he's not 100%. And I think in terms of the extra attention he's going to receive, regardless with him not being 100%, it paves the window of opportunity for Highsmith.
Who wins?
I'm taking Pittsburgh. The reason why I'm taking Pittsburgh, now listen to me, listeners. Listen to me. I understand we've been bad, right? I understand that. But sometimes you got to be bad to be good again, honestly. Because now you got to go back and look in the mirror. And the one thing about a true competitor, the only way you can become better is to admit that you were bad. And I think those guys in the locker room are starting to admit that and see that. So now everything is overly emphasized. And the thing that I love about what I'm seeing right now, and I use this as an example with Ohio State. I know you guys are college football fans, and I know a lot of our listeners are college football fans as well. Remember when Ohio State lost to Michigan and everyone was going, you know, burning up the house and burning down the house? It's time to get Ryan Day out of there. We're such a bad team.
Yes.
I literally went on air and I said, this will be a blessing in disguise. And everyone was like, B-Mac, you're not making any sense. What do you mean? Losing to your rival with no quarterback, there's no blessing in that. I said, yes, it is, because now it makes Ohio State go back to the drawing board. It makes them become hungry again, because everyone is saying how disappointing they've been, how disappointing the head coach has been. What do you think Ryan Day did to his players after that happened, right? So guess what we're seeing now? A different ball club. So in terms of what we've seen from Pittsburgh, because before they got in that losing streak, guess what we were doing? Patting them on the back. How great they are. How good they are. This is the year. And then you got kicked in the mouth for three games, and now everyone is turning your back against you. Pittsburgh plays better when the backs are being turned.
Sorry, B-Mac, we got distracted because Mark Cabali just Kool-Aid manned his way into studio here. So,
B-Mac, I'll leave you with this. There's a conspiracy theory out there, by the way, B-Mac. I don't know if you've heard this, Pony, that Day basically threw the Michigan game to motivate his team.
I don't buy it. I don't believe
that. I'm just saying, we're not doing that. I'm not through the game, like intentionally tried to lose, but basically was like not unhappy that they lost because he thought it would light a fire, to which I say, that's insane, because most Ohio State fans would probably rather beat Michigan than win the national title.
B-Mac, thanks, man.
Which doesn't make any sense, and I agree with you, but that does not make any sense.
We'll talk again next week, previewing the playoff matchup. See ya.
See you, B-Mac.
Let's go.
There you go. Bryant McFadden.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.